Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sunday ticket.
Oh,
right?
God. Everybody is.
For fantasy expensive purposes, but also to watch Raiders games. And
we can make it a lot less as expensive, but y'all just don't want to take the advice.
The box.
That's not my dilemma, though. That's not my dilemma. My dilemma is not purchasing, as you guys know. That's investments, things like that. Not worried about that. I'm worried about the exposure. I'm worried about the exposure that my daughter is going to have to this sack of crap that is the Raiders. And she's, look, it's nature versus nurture. I'm not going to put her face in front of the TV and say, enjoy this. You better like it.
Yeah.
But she's going to be around me, and she's going to see me getting upset or happy.
You sound like Taylor Jenkins when you said that. Enjoy, you better like it. Enjoy this.
And does she deserve that is my question. Because I need to tell my wife, hey, don't let Riley in the room from, about 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock. Because I don't want to grow up a Raiders fan, man. The trajectory is not good. And you should be having that. Well, before Justin Fields, you should have been having the same conversation with CJ.
Well, let me break something to you, and I hate to do this, John. She's not a boy.
Wow. Now she's not going to be able to like football? This is a very controversial opinion here in 2021.
Here's the thing.
Careful.
She's not going to like it as much as you want her to.
Okay. Well, I mean, not necessarily want her to, but she won't like it as much as I do.
She will have other interests. She will have other. The Raiders are the center of your world. And before y'all all, Jason going to say something offensive. Be careful. Oh, Jason going to offend women. No.
We have female college
kickers. This fool literally comes wearing the same Raiders gear every day up in here. It's the center of his world. It's why I sent him the story from Trotter, frankly, trying to help him. You understand what I'm saying?
I get it.
I don't need Jim Trotter's
what it is?
Dude.
You know what it is? It's your false idol is what it is.
Stop.
And if you make that, Riley, poor Riley L, with her beautiful name and beautiful self, if you try to make this sorry circus of a franchise the center of her world, you're doing her wrong, okay? Naturally, she's going to grow out of it. So don't worry as much, man. I'm worried about you pushing her into it. Pulling that Taylor Jenkins like I told you, making you eat this ish.
No, I would definitely
that's
not
what
do
we're
that.
Talking. Oh, it's good. It's good. Don't worry about what I. It's good. We're in the trend in the right direction.
No, Taylor, you just lost by 50.
If you think
how
this
do you feel?
Good.
But see, that's the difference,
That's
the difference. Yeah. I can acknowledge when the situation is not good.
She ain't gonna wear Raiders gear every day to Lausanne. She won't be able to. Okay, won't be the center of her world.
We have already made that determination. That is one benefit of the education world is that when your wife teaches in a certain school district, your kid can go there. So
I thought it was almost a requisite of 92.9 hosts.
No.
Your kid's got to go to Lausanne.
Our choice is going to be this. Our choice is going to be Houston High School or Collierville High School.
See, I like that. You play it off as, I went public, so you're going to go public. You get the great education, and that's great. But my wife teaches at the Collierville, and it's an advantage, quite frankly, and we're going to be just fine out there at Collierville in that school system.
Bro, have you been
to
Collierville?
But you like to play it off as, I went public, she going to go public too.
Bro, Collierville, I swear to God.
Collierville might as well be private out there. The way that was determined the facilities, my gosh.
Collierville's campus is more impressive than the University of Memphis.
It's unbelievable.
Like, I mean, it just is. It just is. So that's
like Memphis was waiting forever on an indoor football practice facility. Collierville got it like this. It's amazing.
And they did.
I mean, built
they
that
did.
Thing up. You look, it's like night and day.
All three of a sudden coaches got fired.
How long did it
left?
Take Memphis to get that? The University of Memphis to get an indoor practice facility.
Three coaches.
Took forever.
It took Tommy West, Larry Porter, Justin
They're
Fuente.
Recruiting players like, we're going to have this. We're going to have this.
No, it took four.
It's unbelievable.
Mike Norvell didn't have one. Mike Norvell didn't have one.
I said, is that a... My first time out there. Is that
you see that thing?
Is that an indoor
yep.
football? Them folks say, yeah, like it wasn't nothing.
Next year,
yeah,
by
we
the
got
way,
one.
By the way, next
My good grief, this is like another state.
This hasn't been announced yet, but next year the NFL Combine is moving from Indianapolis to Cairo
High School.
Yeah, they're gonna have it at the indoor facility.
That's dude, they awesome. Can do the Jack Jones Classic at the same time across the parking lot in that massive basketball facility they've got.
Man.
It's amazing how blessed, how rich them folks are out there.
Yeah, we got the women's NIT. Right? The
women's yes, they got literally a college event.
Men's Final Four will be held at Collierville High School's gym next season. But, yeah, man, it is a
– it's a different world out there.
Now, I would say, like, the Collierville gym, I mean, the concourse is, like, the forum, you know, but the actual gym itself is, you know, not necessarily –
yes, but you're talking about a building that also has full basketball courts on down in the cut.
No, it's
basically
it, no, it's
like
it,
hidden away. You wouldn't. The place is massive.
No, it's like a college campus.
So most gymnasiums that have, you know, old school gonna have that one gym in there. Yeah, you know, Wooddale ain't got, you know, two open practice courts.
White
even
Station
though they got a
has,
nice size.
White Station has two gyms. It's just the East gym only one light that
that's
works.
That's the old gym. Yeah.
The lights are like hanging
up. It was old when I was there. We were calling it the old gym. Can't believe that thing's still in operation.
Yeah, every time you went to the East gym, you were just like waiting on that. It's like, is today going to be the day that
that's
light falls?
That's where they jumped your boy.
Yeah. Oh, at the East gym?
Oh,
yes,
no.
Man. That's why I spit when I drive past that place.
Yeah.
East gym,
that's
good.
That's where
memories.
They got me in that intramural, and then the intramural they got me in there. Thank you, Otis.
But look, this is the dilemma that I wrestle with every day. I don't need you to send me freaking articles from Jim Trotter.
Just
dude.
Remember that. What'd you tell me about being?
I really hope Justin Fields is an awesome quarterback for you.
What was that? No, you secretly root against it. What was that awesome advice you gave me about being a father and sort of letting it right, just throwing them into stuff rather than trying to make them something? You remember what you said?
Oh, it was be a gardener, not a carpenter.
You hear that, Brad? Let that sink in.
I heard
it. Say it again, John.
I heard it. I love it.
Be a gardener and not a carpenter.
Yes.
Which means sort of expose your child or your children to many different things.
Don't make her into a Raiders fan.
Rather than
build
her. Right.
Let her see it. Let her see all that losing, that clown stuff.
Yeah.
And make her own decision is the point.
Well,
I thought it was great advice. I just wonder if you're following your own great advice.
Well, yes. So far, so good. Yeah. She has not had to witness a Raiders game yet. So far, so good.
Well, it is interesting how you shape your kids' fandom, right? Because,
of course,
because
you're watching it.
Yeah, you're on it. You're on it, so the kid follows suit usually.
But easier to do that when you got Ja Morant out there and you're winning. Right?
Well, that's very true.
That's easier to do.
Yeah, it's about streamers and things like that.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. And I regret that about Jake a little bit because Jake is a hardcore Grizzlies fan because the Tigers have just sucked. I'm sorry.
It is what it is. I mean, no kid
that's
right now that is 12 or 13 years old has any reason to be a Memphis Tiger fan because they just haven't been relevant in terms of, like, high success, right?
It's part of the reason
Jake
you
does
got
not talk about
Tubby
the Tigers,
and that's just the generational
again, like
thing.
We talked about, so you don't become DePaul, you don't become Georgetown, you don't become UNLV, and folks
when
forget about you.
If you grew up in the 80s and the 90s, in the early 2000s, of course, you lived in Memphis. Of course, you were a Tiger
all in,
fan,
bro.
You know, because you had Final Four runs, you had championship games.
Yeah.
You know, these are things that happen.
Yep.
When they don't happen, you have less of a connection. It's just the truth. But anyway, thanks for sending me that article by the great Jim Trotter.
Was
wondering what the national media thought about the Raiders. We were only in every single worst draft list over the weekend.
Maybe you want to read it to Riley this evening.
I don't think it's going to be as bad as we're talking about, though, in Las Vegas.
No, it's not going to be bad, but it's not going to be worth what they're paying John Gruden.
He's
too good of a coach for it to be catastrophically bad. They're going to be 7-10 every single year, or 8-9. You know, like, they're never going to have a winning record because that's the way that it goes under John Gruden. You're just competitive enough to not be a joke, but you never are able to win with, you know,
that's what
you got.
You're
that's just the way it goes. So anyway, thanks for sending me that today, Jason. I'm just not sure what's wrong with you or what your deal is. Bobby Marks is going to join us at 125. We'll talk Grizzlies with him. And more. Jason and John, 99.5 FM, ESPN.
Memphis is home for the Gary Parrish Show. Weekdays from 4 p.m. till 6 p.m. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And Odyssey Station.
I have so many people tell me they hear my ads on this station and that they want to know if I'm really as bad a golfer as everyone says. This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark Spensdorf Realtors. And yes, I hate to say I am. I wish I were in my 90s because I could then tell people I shoot my age. But being a bad golfer is not terrible because I devote so much of my time to selling homes to keep my clients happy. Over the many years in the real estate business, I developed a highly successful strategic marketing program, not merely a listing program. Using preparation, presentation, and proper pricing, it works. If you're thinking of selling, Talk to 2 to 3 real estate brokers and make sure that I am one of them. Find out why people often say that when you want the job done, call Shell Dunn at Shell Dunn Rosengarten, 483-0546 or memphisrelocate.com. Do it now. Shell Dunn, 483-0546 or memphisrelocate.com.
Mayday, mayday. This may be hard to believe, but there are 4 amazing games making the rounds this May.
Wow.
Maybe you've heard of them.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Oh.
But make no mistake, all 4 are sure to cause mayhem all May long. So don't wait and run the risk of being, well, dismayed.
Oh, man.
Make a major play today with new May instant games.
Nice.
If you're lucky, you may find yourself making it rain with a major amount of cash.
Yeah.
New May instant games only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
You'd be amazed to learn what one Tennessee Lottery ticket can lead to. For you, it could be lucky, but for others, it could open the door to so much more. With nearly $6 billion raised for education, the Tennessee Lottery has proudly funded over 1.5 million scholarships and grants. That means, on average, more than 130,000 Tennesseans every year continue their education just because you played. The Tennessee Education Lottery, game-changing, education-benefiting fun.
Gotta finish this today.
Cristiano's construction projects typically run smoothly, but this project's pipeline is about to burst.
Yo, boss, where you want us to put this?
To the left. Your other left. John.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be signs that your digestive system isn't working at its best? But taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil supports your daily digestive health using a special plant-based fiber called psyllium. Psyllium works by forming a gel in your digestive system to trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Metamucil's gelling action also helps to promote heart health and slows down sugar absorption to promote healthy blood sugar levels. Start feeling lighter and more energetic by taking Metamucil every day.
T-Mobile is bringing 5G from big cities to small towns across America. We've been investing billions to light up our award-winning 5G network in more places than ever. And to celebrate, we're upgrading everyone to 5G. Introducing the free 5G upgrade. It's time to upgrade your phone and your plan. Bring any working cell phone to T-Mobile and trade it in for a free 5G Samsung Galaxy. Plus, when you switch, you'll get unlimited 5G for the same price as Verizon and AT&T's limited plans. Now that's an upgrade. And just one of the reasons why T-Mobile is America's leader in 5G. Experience it today with the free 5G upgrade. Visit a neighborhood store or T-Mobile.com to learn more.
Phone via 24 credits plus tax. If you cancel, credit stop and balance on required finance agreement may be due. Contact us. Qualifying credit required. Plan with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Customers on this plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using over 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams at 480p. See T-Mobile.com.
Howie, Mother's Day is Sunday. How's Robert Irwin Jewelers helping us out?
Making sure mom gets diamonds. That's what she wants.
Oh, yes, sir.
One of the most popular sellers right now are these beautiful quarter carat diamond hoop earrings that we have. They're only $399. Mom would love a pair of those.
Yes, she would.
Mom also loves to stack rings now, and we've got great stackable rings, all different types, different shapes, different gemstones, mostly diamonds though, because I'm a diamond guy. All at Robert Irwin Jewelers, starting at $199.
5 locations or online at rijewelers.com.
Craft Axe Throwing is your premier spot for casual or competitive axe throwing. Whether it's a night out with friends, casual or competitive, reserve your spot today. Now open. Reserve your lane now at craftaxethrowing.com. Use Radio 15 at checkout for 15% off.
Memphis is home of the blues, barbecue, and Blue Note Juke Joint. It's bold like the blues and smoother than smooth. Enjoy it neat, on the rocks, or in a cocktail. Ask for it at your favorite liquor store, bar, or restaurant. Blue Note Bourbon Juke Joint.
T-Mobile is bringing 5G from big cities to small towns across America. We've been investing billions to light up our award-winning 5G network in more places than ever. And to celebrate, we're upgrading everyone to 5G. Introducing the free 5G upgrade. It's time to upgrade your phone and your plan. Bring any working cell phone to T-Mobile and trade it in for a free 5G Samsung Galaxy. Plus, when you switch, you'll get unlimited 5G for the same price as Verizon and AT&T's limited plans. Now that's an upgrade. And just one of the reasons why T-Mobile is America's leader in 5G. Experience it today with the free 5G upgrade. Visit a neighborhood store or T-Mobile.com to learn more.
Phone via 24 credits plus tax. If you cancel credit, stop and balance on required finance agreement may be due. Contact us. Qualifying credit required. Plan with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Customers on this plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using over 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams at 480p. See T-Mobile.com.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios. Online at TOPPSBBQ.com. And with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road, the best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
So many lies about my, so many girls and so many wives. Diddy broke up my home, she left me alone, and I was trying to explain to her on the phone, but I'm like, what was the use of telling the truth? Plus I was training the youth to do what I do, so I just tell her some lies to make her feel good, like one day I'm moving you out the hood. It went from kisses and hugs to pushes and shoves, but that was all a part of fucking with us. Come on,
if you was down, you were still for a new way. Stay by my side.
Lunchtime in the Memphis area. Why wouldn't you go to Topps Barbecue? They got the best barbecue in Memphis. If you want to try something else, they got the best cheeseburgers in Memphis. Undisputed champions of cheeseburgers in Memphis. They got barbecue nachos. They got the beans. As my partner says, the sauce, the beans, it's all been the same since 1952. Dining rooms are back open. Topps Barbecue is an institution. Get on over there.
So you can't be like me, John. Because when you try to be like me, you fail. It goes the sauce, the slaw, the beans. You had it in the wrong order there. That's why you should leave that line to your boy. And I'm going to tell you right now, the thing John's right about is the first time he's been right all day. John's got the best cheeseburger. Topps got the best cheeseburger, the best barbecue in town, 16 locations. Hey, they had it at Championship Wrestling this weekend. Darnell was over there serving it up. I had the fireman. Think Lil Wayne when you go to Topps, because I want you to get this fireman burger. It's fantastic. Those burgers come from Charlie's Meat Market, the best in town. But you're going to get that burger with the best barbecue on top of it. Better have an appetite, right? It's going to fill you up, and you're going to be thanking me later. There's no question about it. The Fireman Burger. I didn't know about it, but it is bright in my life. I'll tell you about that. Topps Barbecue, where you always see the smoke, you're going to taste the flavor.
We're back, Jason and John, 99 FM, ESPN. One of the things that you said to start the show that was very, very disturbing. You know, look, as the pandemic is coming to a close here, by the way, Broadway is reopening 100% capacity in September. How about that? That gives you any indication how things are going to be this fall.
Oh, I think the governor's given us plenty of indication how it's going to be.
I'm saying in New York. Broadway in New York.
I'm thinking Broadway pizza or something here.
Broadway pizza? What are you talking about?
That's good stuff now.
Broadway where they have, you know, shows and
yes,
you know, Lion King, Wicked.
That Broadway. The Broadway, yeah. I've never been to. My wife has. I have not.
Well, we got to get you up there, big dog. We got to get you up
there.
You can
tell I'm an old country boy. You got to catch me up.
Yeah, now that we can get you in the stadium, in the stands, maybe we can make that happen. But one of the things that you're sort of seeing as a result of this pandemic, you know, sort of coming to some sort of a close is shortages. Shortages of things. I have a pool at my house. I wish I didn't. I can't stand it. I hate it. Everything that people say about pools is true. It's a hassle. It's a headache. It's not worth it. My wife wanted one.
Yeah.
She has one.
Don't buy a home with a pool.
And so that's the way it is. That's what she wanted. That's what we got. I can't stand it. Therefore, I always tell her, this is what you wanted. This is your headache to deal with. I don't do nothing with the pool because I didn't want it.
Oh, stop. You're going to be the one that has to work on the color and all that. You can tell Sam that, but you're going to be the one working on it or paying for the maintenance on it or whatever else.
Well, yeah, more like the paying for it. But at the end of the day, I let Sam worry about what does it need. You deal with
okay.
it. Anyway, there's a chlorine shortage. That's how I know that.
Oh, I was like, why is he talking about pools on shortages?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
chlorine shortage. I did not realize that.
Yeah, major chlorine shortage. Like that, you can find it. It's out there.
I didn't know that.
Price is going to be going up. They're saying for chlorine, just like everything else. But there's also, as you told us,
let me do it.
A chicken shortage?
Yeah, because I want you to be careful.
Oh, stop! Chicken is not. It is not a race-based thing. Chicken is amazing.
Chicken is
ubiquitous.
Let me do it, okay?
Ubiquitous.
There have been a lot of I'm reading from the Channel 3 stories, a lot of shortages in the pandemic. We get that. Now the growing demand for chicken is leading to supply shortage and a spike in prices. I believe I've seen this. Because the other night I'm coming back from from basketball practice for Chris, and the line around Zaxby's is down Germantown Parkway, out of the parking lot.
Oh, wow.
You'll see the line around Popeyes at times, almost wrapped around the building to the where the person coming out of the drive-thru can't even get out because the line is wrapped around.
The one on Kirby was like that.
The demand for chicken right now is through the roof.
It's crazy.
It feels like Popeyes started this. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah.
But that sandwich.
Yes.
That's like crack.
It's so good. It's so good.
It is like crack. Okay, it's the best thing going.
Yep.
Many have tried to emulate this thing, haven't come close, but in trying to emulate it, hell, KFC, all of them, they all got their own version of this, and what you end up with is a growing demand for chicken. Listen to this. This is from Larico Cole. Again, this is a story over at WREG.com. The chicken prices have skyrocketed. Larico Cole is owner of 18 Ways Wings and Things in East Memphis. It's already a high demand anyway in Memphis. We are the wing capital of the world, not just the city, but the world. We're paying $125 a wing. If you come and buy a 10-piece, I'm paying almost $13 myself, okay, before he passes that on to you. I'm not sure that I ever thought that we wouldn't be able to make enough chicken. Okay, now part of this isn't just the demand. Part of it's the layoffs and plants and the transportation of the chicken. So there's a lot of factors that go into it. But I'm telling you this right now. And is Larico right that we didn't make the chicken wing, right? Buffalo did that.
Mm-hmm.
But are we not the capital now? Because
yes.
I mean, it, in terms of 18 Ways Wings, we got East Coast Wings.
Tons of
them. We got Wing Guru. We got them all in terms
of
wing places.
Thad has his own place now.
Yes, yes. Herd has
Herd's
his own
got a
spot
joint.
Over on Getwell.
Yeah.
Wings is back over.
Yep. Slam Dunk Wings of Memphis, I believe.
Slam Dunk, yeah.
Herd's
shout out to Herd.
I mean, we must have
a
Wing Wings.
There's
place.
A restaurant in Atlanta
Chings.
Called Memphis Wings.
Memphis Wings?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. We got Slim Chicken. You got Zaxby's, that new Zaxby's on Kirby now.
Well, Zaxby's is a chain, though.
Yeah, but I got you. But, I mean, that's part of it, right?
Are we the capital of the wings, first of all?
I think so.
So the shortage felt here. It's felt here. As you know, as hard as it is anywhere else in the country, yeah. If we're with this high demand for wings, I don't know how we get this
wings.
Solved, John. The price of wings right now, should we have got in on this early as an investment?
I mean, I don't know,
is
man.
It like crypto?
I don't. It's not quite crypto. Now there is nothing really quite like crypto. But if there were, maybe wings is in that conversation. I haven't felt this yet. I haven't felt
well,
the.
Because you don't eat chicken.
I eat chicken all the time, but I mean, I guess it's been quite some time since I've, you know,
been to Chick-fil-A,
had some wings or, you know, these different kinds of, I will say living in Germantown, like that is sort of the issue is like, you are far removed from.
Y'all don't do chicken out there.
Well, we don't have, there's no, you know, there's
I
no,
know. We know what y'all
spot.
Do. We know what John does. That he does kale.
No,
them German. That's what them Germantown folks eat for dinner.
John
will have some kale tonight.
Organic.
I will tell you, in Germantown, they got the barbecue. I mean, they got tons of barbecue spots. You got the commissary.
Yeah.
They got that lick. But, yeah, we're hurting for some wings.
We see that you're trying to help with a shortage by not, you know, by not eating any.
Hopefully,
so we appreciate that. Brad, you a chicken man?
I love chicken. Oh, man. Well, and before it was big, that I know Wingstop is now a chain. But they kind of started in Memphis as one of their big markets.
That's our boy Rick Ross, right?
Yeah.
He's certainly involved
like
with that.
I mean, when I saw them take off here, and this is before Wing Guru took off, I saw how many they were building around here. I'm like, well, there's 10 of them.
I'm going to be real honest with you. I don't mess with too many chains on the chicken wings.
And I don't
because
either.
Because I worry
I
about
either.
Them workers being overworked.
Yeah.
And you know what's worse than anything? Some raw chicken.
Ooh,
will
yeah.
make you sick.
It's so gross.
And I have gotten some of those
have
chain
really?
Places.
Yeah,
yes,
I believe it.
Where them workers don't give a damn.
Yep.
Right, and there's less about the quality than it just is about getting through the day and how much did your store of the chain put into the pot.
You can overcook it, too, even on the opposite side. Like, it's got to be just right for me because if you get that thing too crispy, too, it can be like, a little too done.
Well,
you know?
That's probably as far as we need to go on chicken with you two guys. Okay?
Yeah.
There's a shortage in Memphis.
But hopefully it doesn't hurt us too bad. Hopefully we are able to get through it.
You don't all right. sound too worried.
I think we'll make it, man. I think we're all going to make it here. We'll come back. Bobby Marks is going to join us. We'll ask him if the Grizzlies are going to make it as the 8 or they fall to 9 or what sort of the future holds for the Grizzlies. All that and more on the other side. Jason and John, 90 FM, ESPN.
Score major payday this May with BetMGM. It's the best time to sign up for the King of Sportsbooks because they're giving new customers a shot at an easy $100. Register using code RIGHT100, WRIGHT100, and you win $100 in free bets when you place a $1 money line wager on either the Bucks or the Wizards. And if the team you bet on hits a 3, you win regardless of your bet's outcome. Whether you're raising the stakes on the basketball or hockey playoffs or wagering on your favorite baseball team, BetMGM is always ready for action. Enjoy innovative parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Simply download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code WRIGHT100, WRIGHT100, to win $100 when you bet on either the Bucks or the Wizards to hit a three. New customer offer paid in free bets. Must be 21 years or older. Must be in Tennessee. Visit BetMGM.com for a full list of terms and conditions. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789.
The only thing for certain with the change of seasons is constantly fluctuating outdoor temperatures. But with a new high-efficiency Trane home comfort system from Landmark Heating and Air Conditioning, you can count on comfortable temperatures inside your home every day of the year. Let Landmark upgrade your old, inefficient home comfort system today and take up to 36 months to pay, interest-free. Call us today to schedule your free in-home assessment at 365-4260 or visit us at landmarkheatingandair.com.
Attention business owners. Do you own or maintain a building that has roof leaks? Lucius Commercial Roofing uses a renewable, energy-saving coating system that can save you money. Why replace a commercial roof when you can restore it? Call Lucius Commercial Roofing today to see how we can save you money long-term. For more information, call 901-509-9082 or visit GoLucius.com today. That's GoLucius.com.
Are you going stir-crazy? Are you ready to get out of the house and have some fun? If you are, come out to Top Gun Memphis, the largest indoor gun store and gun range in the Mid-South. You can eat barbecue, world-class barbecue at Ferguson's Barbecue inside, and then shoot on the largest range in the Mid-South. If you need a new firearm or ammunition, we are the largest gun store at a range anywhere in the Mid-South. 2770 Witten Road. And sign up for your permit to carry class at TopGunMemphis.com.
Small businesses are constantly looking for ways to advance their marketing strategies and grow their companies. That's why Dell Technologies assembled an all-star lineup of podcasters to create this year's virtual conference to share advice and inspiration for small businesses. Dell Technologies is here to help safeguard your business with modern devices and Windows 10 Pro, providing relevant content for your business's success. Follow along with all episodes of the Dell Technologies Small Business Podference on the Odyssey app, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and there's nothing like diamonds from Robert Irwin Jewelers to tell mom how special she is. Robert Irwin Jewelers has great gift ideas for any budget. Get to Robert Irwin Jewelers' 5 locations or online at rijewelers.com. And happy Mother's Day.
Hey, it's Jason Smith, and Starting Stronger starts at AutoZone, where they've got battery solutions in the form of free battery testing, free battery charging, and replacement batteries that fit your needs. That's what makes them America's number one battery destination.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Why so serious?
So raise your glass if you are wrong, and all the right ways are
alone. Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading value brand. So you can get back to the party. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
It's Small Business Month, and Dell Technologies and Windows are celebrating your unstoppable drive. Save up to 45% on powerful PCs with Windows 10 Pro to work from anywhere, plus top monitors and docks for the ultimate business setup, all with easy financing options through Dell Financial Services. Speak to a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the right business tech, server, storage, and cloud solutions at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL for Small Business Month savings.
I need these boxes in bin 7. Oh, hello? Hi. I just wanted to call in and find out when next.
Whitney's warehouse foreman just retired, and the replacement needs to move to fulfillment.
Hold on. Guys, can we get the dock cleared now?
Indeed can help her hire the people she needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I need these boxes in bin 7. Oh, hello? Hi. I just wanted to call in and find out when next.
Whitney's warehouse foreman just retired, and the replacement needs to move to fulfillment.
Hold on. Guys, can we get the dock cleared now?
Indeed can help her hire the people she needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Get mom the perfect gift at Macy's Mother's Day sale with an extra 25% off her favorite designers with your coupon or Macy's card. That's on top of already great deals, like 35 to 55% off fine jewelry she'll love, and 20 to 30% off handbags, accessories, and more great gift ideas. Plus, get your gifts even faster with same-day delivery powered by DoorDash. Now at Macy's.com. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios, online at toppsbarbecue.com. And with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road, the best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Bobby Marks, the Promise Insider, covers NBA for ESPN, and we got a lot to talk about with Bobby. Let's make him the giant interview.
Now, it's the giant interview, presented by A-Team Roofing, online at ateamroofers.com. The A-Team Roofing Giant Interview on 92.9's Jason and John Show.
Bobby, the Memphis Grizzlies all of a sudden have forgotten how to win at the most inopportune time of the season. Obviously, they lost to the Knicks here in Memphis by double digits. When you sort of survey the way that the end of this season is going for the Grizzlies, of course, you'll get different perspectives. Taylor Jenkins said after they lost to the Knicks and he got ejected and Ja got ejected that the team is trending in the right direction. What do you make of the Grizzlies today?
Well, I mean, it's kind of been a tale of two seasons, right? I mean, you've kind of exceeded expectations, I would say, but now you're kind of a little bit of a free fall. And what I make of it is that they've done everything probably the right way to build this roster, and it's probably still not good enough. I mean, that's the reality of it. And you know, I've written their off-season article already, and that's not because I think they're going to miss the play-in or they're going to lose in the play-in, but just to be prepared when that day comes. And that's my lead in with this group here, is that they've done great in the draft. They made great trades, you know, but the reality is it's not good enough. And how does that change? Or are you just kind of content riding this out with, you know, Jaren getting healthy and another year of Winslow, if maybe he can get healthy and figure it out here, and Ja taking another step. And that's going to be the what if when we get into the off season here. And, you know, for this team to get into the play-in and do something, you know, it ain't going to be a Ja Morant, you know, shooting 2 for 14 from the field. Mm. I mean, that's, you know, and I love the kid's confidence. And I saw he went on TNT and said he's a top five point guard in the league. He's not. I mean, the reality, he's not. He's not even probably in the top 10 here. So he's got to play better. You know, the bench, which has been kind of the strength here, you know, it will be interesting, you know, as far as if we see a shortened bench. You know, Jaren plays 20 minutes, Desmond Bane plays 26 minutes, and everyone else is playing, you know, less than 10. So I'm intrigued as far as the next, you know, what the next, I guess we got 8 games here as far as what this team, can do. And they'll be in, you know, somewhere in that, they should be in that 7 to 10 range here. And we'll see what happens after that.
That's kind of where I was going, Bobby. You may have answered the question already in the answer to that one, but how valuable is the potential experience for a young team for getting Ja and Jaren together, whether it's a play-in or a playoff, if you can get through the play-in, say you're 8, you win, you know, best case scenario. How valuable is that from a front office perspective? Sounds like, you know, in many ways, you're already thinking about next year, which is the bigger picture, and clearly is for the Grizzlies that are ahead of schedule. But getting this, how much would you want it as a front office is what I'm asking, Bobby.
Oh, it's huge. I mean, even last year when you played the one, the game against Portland, you know, to put yourself in a position here, you know, when every game means something, mm-hmm. and when you get into a playoff type situation, whether it be a single elimination or if you're in that 7 to 8 range or, you know, whatever it's going to be in the play-in, to put Ja in a position, to put Jaren in a position, Dylan Brooks, guys like this, you want to see who can kind of rise to the occasion and who's not going to. And what that does is it just weeds out your roster as far as what you can build around, you know, going forward here. And it's, you know, it's critical. I think it's critical to the organization to get into the play-in tournament just based on from an experience standpoint. And if you can get to the first round and, you know, play Utah or Phoenix or, you know, one of these other teams, it's huge. I mean, it doesn't, you know, riding it out and playing out the string in April and May from in meaningless games does nothing, you know, from a developmental standpoint.
So I love that you brought up that Ja Morant interview last night where he says he's top five. We'd been all over this too. I wonder, Bobby, again, from that front, that's why I love talking to you, from that front office perspective, how much are you monitoring that, right? What his interviews, what he's tweeting. He had a you know, relatively controversial tweet about the refs the other night. How much as a front office person are you monitoring that? And then are you approaching him about it?
Yeah, I mean, as I said, I love his confidence. Right.
Of
I mean,
course.
Like, hey, if I'm going to go on TV and they ask me, like, do you think you're a top five capologist in the media? I'm like, damn right I am. You know, like I am.
Yeah.
So I love it. But
that,
you know,
would be true, Bobby.
That's
the difference. That's true.
I think my concern would be is how much pressure he is trying to put on himself.
Interesting.
And if he's trying to put the weight of the world on his shoulder and do it all without relying or trusting on his teammates, then that's probably going to have be a conversation that, you know, the head coach is going to have with him. Or maybe there's someone on an assistant coach that maybe has a little bit of a better relationship. And that's what you monitor. I mean, I love his competitive spirit.
Yep.
I mean, like, you know, like, I love that he cares, right? Like, there are a lot of guys that don't care, that will go home and do something else, and these losses probably sit with him, and the ejection probably, you know, sat with him, that it bothered him. And so I love that about him. I really do. But on the other end here, you know, he's got to play better. You know, the group's got to play better right. for them to take that next step.
As of right now, the Grizzlies are basically in eighth as of today. Now, there's a lot of basketball left to be played in terms of this regular season. It's going to be tough. What do you think is more likely, that the Grizzlies find a way with the rest of their schedule to stay in eight, or do you see them slipping there to nine or maybe even 10? Who knows?
Yeah, I mean, there's a little separation. I mean, San Antonio's schedule is a bear.
It is.
Know, they're at 10 right now. You know, and the two teams behind them, New Orleans, and I wrote about Sacramento today, you know, they'd have to make up some ground here just to get in here. And so I think, you know, based on, you know, you're in, I think you're next to what, Minnesota, Detroit, and Toronto. I think they're all three. I think you could, if you win all three or go 2-1, it just gives you more separation. So I think the reality is that you could probably be in eight. I think that's probably more likely than 10. And that would probably set up a, you know, I mean, God, can you maybe you're better off being nine and play San Antonio than playing the Lakers, maybe, who could fall to 7 years. So, but yeah, I mean, I think the next three games are going to be critical. I think you got to win on the road in Minnesota. You got to win on the road in Detroit, at least. And we'll see what players are going to be available when Toronto plays.
If you're in that New Orleans front office, how should it be further along than it is? How disappointed are you? I mean, obviously still things to play out, but would you be, look, guys, we should be further ahead than this.
Yeah, it should be. And they're another team that I've started writing about. And my big thing with them is don't take Zion Williamson for granted.
Amen.
And, you know, we've never seen a guy on a rookie scale contract, you know, asked to be traded or turned down max money, you know, probably turned down max money when he's rookie extension eligible next offseason here. And, you know, David Griffin, who's the head of basketball operations there, had a great line about LeBron a couple of years ago when you said, like, when you have the Babe Ruth of basketball on your roster, you do everything to put the right pieces around him,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, Zion is not there yet where LeBron was, you know, 3 or 4 years ago, but you have to do the right things to put the right roster around him. And to, you know, miss the playoffs again and head to the lottery, now you go into year three. So they should be further along than where they are. They're, you know, Jekyll and Hyde. Some nights they look tremendous from a defensive standpoint. The other nights they can't score here. So they're a team that should be in the top 10 this year. It's a must win. It must, you know, make or break season next year to get into this at least playing tournament here. But yeah, I totally agree with you that, you know, 30 and 36 is a disappointment.
We, of course, talking to Bobby Marks, front office insider for ESPN. You know, on the other side of that, I mean, I think we all had this dream. And look, it could still very well come to fruition. I'm certainly not saying that dream is over. But of this colossal NBA Finals, right, where it's LeBron and AD versus this Brooklyn monster team that they've assembled. But this Brooklyn monster team that they've assembled has had no time together. And they're not really going to have any time together. So, you know, if you tell somebody on paper, you got KD, you got Kyrie, you got James Harden, yes, you would say that team absolutely has to make a finals appearance. But given what we know about them and how little they've played together, do you still think that should be the expectation?
Well, if you're asking me, and I've been on Brooklyn all year, I picked them to go to the NBA Finals. If you asked me 3 weeks ago, do I still think they're an NBA Finals team, I'd say yes. But if you're asking me this morning, if it's Brooklyn or the field in the Eastern Conference, I'm picking the field.
Wow.
And the field means Milwaukee and Philadelphia here. Because my big concern is like, you know, you watch these last two games from Milwaukee, like, all right, let's say you get through Milwaukee in round two. Like, what do you got left for Philadelphia? Like, you know, Philly's going to be playing, no offense to New York or Boston or some of these other teams, you know, that's who they get in round two. You know, I mean, like, it's a little bit of an easier path if you're the one seed compared to where you're the 2 and 3 seed here. And yeah, the continuity factor is important, you know, but you do have three top 10 players on your roster as far as if they're there. And, you know, paper doesn't get you anything. You know, paper, you know, is nice in the off season when we're talking about transactions, but when you actually got to play the game and you got to stay healthy, that's how we kind of judge it here. And, you know, if Brooklyn can't stay healthy, you know, they're not going to get to an Eastern Conference Finals here, and it will be Milwaukee in Philadelphia likely in the Eastern Conference.
At what point, look, we see the progression. My partner, and I think he's right, I mean, to love Jason Tatum and what he's doing for Boston. But we know they have yet to break through. Now, Jason Tatum's a very young player, got a lot of time to do that. But is it that time sort of coming for Boston, like with Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown and what they've got here with Brad Stevens? Like, is it the time to sort of – I'm not saying it has to be this season, but isn't it approaching the time to break through for Boston?
Yeah, I mean, I think you have to be careful when you always say, like, the window is open for a long time because you have two players in the prime – you know, not even in the prime of their career, but they're on great contracts, and Tatum hasn't even started his extension yet, and Brown's on year one, like – hey, all of a sudden you look up and, like, you know, they'll be going into, like, you know, the fourth year or the third year, and you haven't gone – you've gotten to an Eastern Conference semis, and you've been bounced out of the first round here. So I do think you have to be careful with the timeline of this Boston group. I mean, you know, they've got to do a better job, and I think you're starting to see it a little bit with Peyton Pritchard and Aaron Naismith as far as, you know, from a draft and develop standpoint, because, you know, the Brown and Tatum timeline is not on – course as far as how they've built the back end of the roster. Those guys are more advanced, and the back end of the roster is more of a team like you would see in probably Detroit or Cleveland or one of these teams heading to the lottery. So it's going to be interesting. You know, they might be in the play-in. They might be in the sixth seed here, and I'm not, you know, you got to get like 60 from those two combined basically to have a chance here. You know, one of those guys having an off night, that roster is not good enough to win games.
What about that Portland roster, Bobby? I've had my, you know, they lose two there to the Grizzlies, and they look, to their credit, 4 or 5 on the road. They go out, you know, beat some good teams, Celtics, Hawks, Nets, all that. But I wonder if it's fool's gold. You know, a couple of years removed from a Western Conference Finals here, and this has been are they going to have to trade CJ? What do you think, Bobby? I just don't know if they're good enough to get over the big hump, right? That's the top four in the West.
Yeah, I mean, hook, line, and sinker, man. I bought into them this offseason. Mm-hmm. You know, I went on national TV and pounded my chest out saying that they're the second-best team in the Western Conference, you know, like, because I loved what they did. And there's another thing, like, on paper, I loved their depth at the time. I loved the Covington trade. I liked Derrick Jones. You know, bring Carmelo back, Harry Giles. You still have Dame and CJ and Nurkic there. You know, of course, Zach Collins has been out here. So on paper, I like the roster, but man, they can't stop anybody.
That's right.
I mean, they can't defend at all. And the reality is that it's probably could cost their head coach his job this offseason.
Yep.
You know, so So when you're looking at them, and if they get bounced in the play-in, or if they get bounced in round one, like, I think you have to start focusing on CJ. You know, like, mm-hmm. is he going to be collateral damage for a roster that is either faulty, or is it just going to be you hire a head coach and hope and keep your fingers crossed that, you know, that this roster plays better here. So they're going to be faced with a ton of decisions in the offseason, because the Dame Supermax is we haven't even started yet, I don't think. I mean, it's going to be year one coming up here. And, the one thing I always say is that, you know, it's great when you get these guys on these 3 or 4 year contracts, but contracts don't mean anything. Mm-hmm. The only thing that means something is the guy's still getting paid. Like, Dame Lillard could wake up one morning and say, like, I don't want to play here anymore. Right. Like, he can do that. And then you're going to be in scramble mode. So I think, you know, I think they got to be careful. I think, you know, it's as I said, it will be an important offseason as far as to figure out what they need to do.
Yep. Last thing, we're, of course, talking to Bobby Marks, front office insider for ESPN. The Pelicans did get a much-needed win last night, though it still might be too late for them this season at 30-36. At what point do we sort of start talking about the sort of lack of impact Zion has had on winning for the Pelicans? I mean, this is a guy that we have held up and touted for years and years.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was a consensus number one pick, if ever there were a consensus number one pick. And yet, look where they are. He hasn't led them to any kind of greatness or any kind of glory. At what point does that conversation start to be had about Zion and the impact on winning that he has or isn't having?
Well, in this media landscape of 2021, that's probably going to start in the offseason. I mean, it's just the reality of it. When, you know, we touted him as that franchise player, and he's played great this year. I mean, it's certainly, you know, what he's been able to do, I guess, at, you know, point forward and kind of changed the dynamics here. But you are judged by wins. I mean, that's mm-hmm. I don't care what you do in the stat line here, how you impact your team. That's how you go from a player that's, you know, in that 15 to 20 range, top players of the league, to, you know, top five, top six here. So he'll be judged and scrutinized, and we'll pick it apart this offseason if they miss the playoffs here, and as far as, you know, what he needs to do to change to impact winning more, less than what he can do kind of what the box score says.
Bobby, man, great stuff.
You're not
always.
Top five, you're the best, Bobby.
The best, number one.
Thank you for this, brother.
Thanks, Bobby.
Thanks, guys. Yep. Talk to you.
He is Bobby Marks, front office insider for ESPN. Look, I mean, Zion, from an individual standpoint, is doing everything that you could expect. He's averaging 27 a game. He's fourth in the league in PER. Right. I mean, there's not much more he could do individually. But I do think that, you know, this Pelicans roster is good. It's a good roster. I mean, they have an all-star, multiple all-stars, with him and Brandon Ingram. You know, they did have Drew Holiday, of course, before shipping him off to Milwaukee. I mean, I do think that becomes a conversation.
How much are they bumping heads? Well, Brandon, who's, you know, already all-star, probably feels like he could be a face.
The usage, right?
And
right
then, but,
yep.
but now you've got the young guy coming in that is the face. Let's just face it, whether Brandon wants it or not. Mm-hmm. I just wonder if that pairing, John, what they got around Zion. Look, they got him for now, and they're going to have to figure it out. I mean, Bobby's a loot. You're going to have to figure that part of it out. And I just don't know if – yes, all-star step. I don't know if him and Brandon jive together. Sort of like Wall and Beal didn't, you know, in a way. That never worked. I just wonder if that would be the case with Ingram.
Well, I mean, they're stuck.
If you have to build it a different way.
They're stuck,
you know,
with Brandon Ingram. He just signed that 5-year max.
I know.
I mean, so that
– I don't know that it was all that wise with what you had coming.
He ain't going anywhere for the foreseeable
future.
Maybe
they can make it work. Maybe they can prove me wrong. I'm not sure
that
it can.
I think it's one of the under-discussed storylines of the NBA with Lonzo and Brandon Ingram and Zion. The fact that they are not even really in the playoff discussion, I think, is a major.
Oh, they're behind. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if they've got the right coach.
Well, in Memphis, we talk about the Grizzlies being ahead of schedule. Mm-hmm. In New Orleans, they're behind schedule.
Well, and,
you know?
And to your point about winning, we know Ja affects it. Look at the standings.
Yep.
Right? Zion's still got to prove that. That said, I still think the question there is what you've got around Zion.
Right.
And it will be for the next few years. It's do you have the right parts around him? Because you see it. They're putting the ball in his hands. He's point forward now. He's the face. You gotta decide whether you've got the right team around him. I'm not sure they do. Oh, you can tell they don't at this point.
Exactly.
Lonzo looking nice, though. I guess you hadn't seen last couple games.
Man, ain't no all-star.
Couple of 33s here lately. Oh, you can thank Lonzo for last night, too, the win over Golden State.
Well, I guess that helps. I suppose that helps. But the Grizzlies have to start winning. I mean, that's what they need.
Yes. That's your remind us of where we are.
All right, we will come back. Lots more to come. Jason and John, 90 Turn FM, ESPN.
Mayday, mayday. This may be hard to believe, but there are four amazing games making the rounds this May.
Wow.
Maybe you've heard of them.
Yeah.
Maybe not. Oh. But make no mistake, all four are sure to cause mayhem all May long. So don't wait and run the risk of being, well, dismayed.
Oh, man.
Make a major play today with new May instant games.
Nice.
If you're lucky, you may find yourself making it rain with a major amount of cash.
Yeah.
New May Instant Games, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
You'd be amazed to learn what one Tennessee Lottery ticket can lead to. For you, it could be lucky. But for others, it could open the door to so much more. With nearly $6 billion raised for education, the Tennessee Lottery has proudly funded over 1.5 million scholarships and grants. That means, on average, more than 130,000 Tennesseans every year continue their education just because you played. The Tennessee Education Lottery, game-changing, education-benefiting fun.
This is Jeff Calkins. You've been hearing me talk about the virtues and benefits of Triumph Bank. Now let's hear from their customers.
I'm a first-year resident in internal medicine, and my goal is to become a cardiologist. I could be home with my family, and being a first-time homeowner is exciting. It's also nerve-wracking. Immediately when I met Triumph Bank, I felt comfortable talking with them and understanding exactly what they were offering me, and I immediately felt like another friend and family of them. After we chose a home, it was seamless. I really felt like I didn't have to do anything except for sign on the dotted line. I felt so comfortable and welcomed with doing our mortgage. I thought it was just a slam dunk to go ahead and sign up for medical banking as well. My main goal in life is to make sure my family's happy. Having our home, I feel more secure. My son has his own room, and my wife feels happy. I'm Tyler Emerson.
I'm Tiffany Emerson.
And this is our Triumph.
Triumph Bank, your story, your growth, your triumph.
Blue Note Juke Joint, if it's time for a drink, that's what I recommend. I recommend taking a drink of Blue Note Juke Joint. Why? Because it's smoother than smooth and bolder than the blues. Got tons of it at my house. Glad I do. It's always a hit. Whenever I have company over, they always request it. It's a personal favorite. You can drink it neat. You can drink it on the rocks. Make a cocktail with it. Lots of different options for you. You can find the recipes up at BlueNoteBourbon.com. It's just $29.99. You cannot beat that. Super affordable, super easy on the wallet. And again, smoother than smooth, bolder than the blues. You can get it wherever your favorite liquors are sold, all throughout Memphis. What are you waiting for? It's Wednesday. Pick yourself up a bottle of Blue Note Juke Joint today.
T-Mobile is bringing 5G from big cities to small towns across America. We've been investing billions to light up our award-winning 5G network in more places than ever. And to celebrate, we're upgrading everyone to 5G. Introducing the free 5G upgrade. It's time to upgrade your phone and your plan. Bring any working cell phone to T-Mobile and trade it in for a free 5G Samsung Galaxy. Plus, when you switch, you'll get unlimited 5G for the same price as Verizon and AT&T's limited plans. Now that's an upgrade. And just one of the reasons why T-Mobile is America's leader in 5G. Experience it today with the free 5G upgrade. Visit a neighborhood store or T-Mobile.com to learn more.
Phone via 24 credits plus tax. If you cancel credit, stop and balance on required finance agreement may be due. Contact us. Qualifying credit required. Plan with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Customers on this plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using over 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams at 480p. See T-Mobile.com.
After the year we've had, there's no doubt this should be the best Mother's Day ever. What she needs and often secretly wants is time for her to relax, be pampered, and be treated like the hero she is. Facials, massages, stretch sessions, and more. Turn her aw thank you into ah thank you with the gift of Massage Envy. Visit any location in Collierville, Cordova, Germantown, or Midtown, and our staff will help you pick out the perfect treatment for your mom. Or call 290-2234.
Hey, it's Jason Smith, and starting stronger starts at AutoZone, where they've got battery solutions in the form of free battery testing, free battery charging, and replacement batteries that fit your needs. That's what makes them America's number one battery destination.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios, online at toppsbarbecue.com, and with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road. The best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Day by day. Keep up, getting ready for the move.
Sunday. That's right. Sneaking up on you. We're already in May. How is that possible? I just don't know. But it's true. And you don't want to be left holding the bag on Mother's Day, which means you need to stop over at Robert Irwin Jewelers. It's not about just working mom or stay-at-home mom or a dog mom or any kind of mom. All moms are important. All moms help make us who we are. So make sure you let mom know how much you love her. All different options at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Stop in. See our man Howard.
Pet's mom especially, because he's got a diamond paw necklace. That's the perfect gift for your dog mom. It's only $79 too. You get a couple of them. Send it to mom, your wife mom, your pet mom, grandmom. Loves crossing pendants too. Love this. Two intertwining diamond hearts are set in gold or silver, whichever you like, with a diamond in the middle. It's the perfect gift to show mom you love her, starting at only $199. And that quarter carat diamond hoop earrings, get a pair of them. Get them for $3.99. You can take care of them all on a deal like that. And Howie's got all the best deals, all the best gifts, and a bunch more gift ideas should you need them. Heading over to Robert Irwin Jewelers, where financing always available, the best. Bigger, brighter diamonds always at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Five local locations are online at rijewelers.com.
You know, there was a time where these sort of updates would get entire segments. So I do appreciate, you know, the advances that we have made. Shams passes along that four new NBA players have tested positive for COVID.
Oh, boy.
Out of 492 tested in the last week. I mean, this used to be something that we monitored very closely, and now it feels like we just don't even care anymore. I mean, and that's again, a testament to vaccines and technology and things like that. So, look, I mean, this time a year ago, we had no basketball. Tonight, we have basketball. Memphis Grizzlies basketball.
Yeah, hopefully winning.
FM ESPN tip. Is it 6:30? Game starts at 7. That's going to do it for us today. Thanks to Mark Giannata for joining us. Thanks to Bobby Marks for joining us on the show today. Giannata and Jeffrey up next on Miss. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Memphis's flagship home of the Grizzlies and Tigers talk. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And Odyssey Station.
As physicians, we know that what we do now will affect the future for us all.
The COVID-19 vaccine is now available. It's safe and very effective.
But we still need to continue to mask up, socially distance, and get tested.
Getting vaccinated will help us all get back to some semblance of normalcy.
Let's get vaccinated and tell your friends and family to do the same.
Memphis and Shelby County, get vaccinated. It's our best shot. Brought to you by the Memphis and Shelby County COVID-19 Joint Task Force and the Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee Foundation.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and if you're like me, all you want to do is give your mom a hug. If it's not possible for a while, then Dinstals is here to help you send a sweet message of love. You can choose from Dinstals' signature chocolate-covered strawberries, made with fresh ripe berries dipped in Dinstals' special fondant and covered with rich milk chocolate. Or bring a smile to her face with chocolate-covered grapes and pineapple. Dinstals will gladly custom pack her favorite assortment, from creams to nuts, caramels to nougats, tartlets to truffles, and sugar-free chocolates and candies are also available. So celebrate all the moms in your life with Dinstals candies. Call today and place your order at Laurelwood, Germantown, Pleasant View, Collierville, and downtown. Say thanks, Mom, with Dinstals, made in Memphis and enjoyed by the whole world.
This past year has been tough, but I won't let anything keep me from getting back to work. That's why I chose to buy a new scooter from My City Rides. For as little as $90 a month, I can lease to own a brand new motor scooter that gets me anywhere I want to go, and it costs less than $5 to fill up. My City Rides taught me how to ride safely, and if anything goes wrong with my scooter, they take care of it for me. No more waiting around for a ride. Now I can get back to work or anywhere I need to go and enjoy the ride. Get started at mycityrides.org.
Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Did you know Willis Carrier invented the modern air conditioning system in 1902? Since then, a lot has changed, but one thing that hasn't is being comfortable in your home. Choate's prides itself in creating the most comfort possible with each one of our customers' HVAC systems we install. We believe the best system on the market today is the Carrier Infinity System. This system has the ability to save up to 50% or more on your utilities compared to your existing HVAC system and is tailored to enhance your comfort with its state-of-the-art green speed technology. Right now, Carrier is offering up to 72 months, no interest financing, or rebates of up to $1,650 on a new Carrier Infinity system. Don't miss this limited time offer to have a more comfortable home and save money on your utility bills. Give us a call today at 347-8086 or visit us at CHOATESHVAC.com for more information. And remember, Choates, let our family serve your family.
For the ones who get going when the going gets tough, and the ones who know we're tougher together. For the pathfinders breaking new ground, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as fast access to experts and 24/7 customer support. Because we know you have people depending on you, so you can always depend on us. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's like I blinked and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States.